This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Myanmar police cracked down on people protesting Myanmar's military coup in the capital of Naypyidaw on Tuesday by firing warning shots, rubber bullets, and water cannons, seriously injuring at least two protesters with what are believed to be gunshot wounds. Demonstrators gathered in the streets of Myanmar's capital for a fourth consecutive day, defying a set of restrictions imposed by the military junta aimed at stopping the massive protests against the overthrow of the elected civilian government. An unnamed physician who treated protesters at a hospital told VOA's Burmese service that at least two demonstrators sustained what he believes were live gunshot wounds, one to the head, the other to the chest. Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial is an undertaking like no other in U.S. history. The defeated former president, charged by the House with inciting the deadly mob attack on the U.S. Capitol to overturn the election in what protesters argue is the most grievous constitutional crime. Trump's lawyers insist, as the Senate trial opens today, just a couple of hours from right now, that he is not guilty on the sole charge of incitement of insurrection. His fiery words, just a figure of speech, even as he encouraged a rally crowd to fight like hell for his presidency. University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry.
Even if the president, now ex-president, is not convicted, at least more facts can come out. And that can go into the historical record. And it can be, if you will, a shot across the bow of future presidents to say, please don't do this.
The Capitol siege on January 6th stunned the world as rioters stormed the building to try to stop the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory. This is VOA News. Tensions are running high in Haiti today, a day after police clashed with anti-government protesters demanding that embattled President Jovenel Moïse resign. Opposition groups, angered that Moïse's term expired on Sunday, claimed their own leader of the impoverished country after officials claimed that they had adverted an attempt to kill the president and overthrow the government in a coup. Moïse contends his term will expire on February 7th of next year, citing he was sworn into office for a five-year term in 2017, with just over 20% of eligible voters casting ballots. One of Hungary's last remaining independent radio stations will be forced off the airwaves after a court today upheld a decision by media authorities not to extend its broadcasting license. Klub Radio, a liberal-leaning commercial station broadcasting in the capital of Budapest and its surroundings, will be limited to online broadcasts beginning this Monday after a capital court dismissed its challenge to a September decision by Hungary's Media Council. Critics of the government, led since 2010 by right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orban and his Fidesz party, have warned of a systematic assault on media freedom and pluralism in the country, as many outlets had been consolidated into the hands of government-allied business people. An Israeli intelligence report predicts Iran will seek to protect strength as it seeks a return to the 2015 nuclear accord by using its proxies in the Middle East to sow unrest. The report, parts of which were shared with journalists in Tel Aviv this week, estimates that arch foe Tehran will attempt to demonstrate its influence toward Washington, possibly by using allied groups to carry out attacks on Western targets. Israel has been a vocal and consistent critic of the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action negotiated between world powers and Iran, which placed curbs and checks on Tehran's nuclear ambitions. House Democrats are proposing $1,400 payments to Americans making up to $75,000, AP's Julie Walker reports.
The proposal comes as Congress begins to piece together the $1.9 trillion relief package that tracks President Biden's plan for battling the pandemic and reviving a still staggering economy. Besides the $1,400 direct payments to individuals, Democrats on the House Ways and Means Committee bolstered unemployment benefits and offered more generous tax breaks for families with children, for lower earners, and for those buying health insurance on marketplaces created by the Affordable Care Act. The panel, which plans to approve the measure by week's end, would also provide health care subsidies for some unemployed workers. I'm Julie Walker.
Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.